And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
We're the Pop Patrol. Head to the dirt.
Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo TB, pop the trunk.
Cause we make a pop the trunk and hit the switch.
Now act stupid, I'll pop the trunk. Now give me your boom, boom.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, dog?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic.
And we putting it on wax. It's the new style.
We're Jalen and Jacoby. What do we do?
I can't wait to get Mike D to come on the show and do this.
Oh, come on.
We get a people. What they want.
If the people wanted a close game on Thursday night, football, they kind of sort of got it for a little bit, but of course the Patriots pulled away from the lowly Giants and won the game. But it's not what they did, it's how they did it. Three interceptions, a defensive touchdown, a blocked punt. The Pats defense was again dominant. They now have, wait for it, 14 interceptions and are on pace for a historical interception tally. But Jalen, the offense didn't look great for the Pats. Can the defense carry this team back to the Super Bowl, or will Tom Brady and the offense have to improve?
In a salary cap driven sport, you have to make sure you divide your resources properly. And what the Patriots clearly have done is decided to spend the bulk of that on their defense. And so, yes, when your defense is able to score more touchdowns, then it's allowed. Okay? Let me say that again.
Say it again.
More touchdowns. Then it's allowed. I'm not talking about after one or two games. Okay?
Crazy.
After six games. Now, their competition has not been the stiffest. And sometimes it's not who you play. It's when you play them. Like a Giants team yesterday that was very shorthanded. It was good to see Golden Tate back. He caught a touchdown. But we talked about it on this show. Danny Dimes was going to throw three interceptions.
Yep.
That's what happened. He was going to be under pressure. That's what happened. Defensive touchdown. Special teams touchdown. I told you before the season started, they had the best secondary in the entire NFL.
And they're playing like it. Here's the thing is, we all talk about the Bears defense. Remember when you talk about the Bears defense? The sneaky best defense in the NFL is the New England Patriots defense. Look at these numbers. Oh, where are they ranked in opponent's point per game and defensive efficiency and yards per game and turnovers and touchdowns? I don't know. First. This is the best defense in the NFL. And with a defense this good, you can have Tom Brady not being the Tom Brady of old. You can have Tom Brady just making good decisions, making good play calls, checks at the line, and be the game manager that he is now in his career and win a Super Bowl. This is my best team in the AFC right now above the Chiefs. Would you agree?
No, I do not agree, because Sony Michel in that running game has yet to get going. They're depleted at wide receiver, so many injuries, not getting much productivity from the tight end, and you just used two words to describe Tom Brady, game manager. The Chiefs are going to get Tyreek Hill back. They have Patrick Mahomes. They have Travis Kelce. They spread that football around. So, yes, what Bill Belichick is doing, again, he's protecting Tom Brady. You want him to get rid of the ball quick. You want your defense to be dominant. You don't want him to take a lot of hits. You don't want him dropping back, throwing the ball 45 times at 42 years old. That's not a remedy of success for the marathon. So I appreciate what they're doing, but I would have to give the edge right now to the Chiefs.
Well, one of the problems with the Patriots is who Tom Brady throws the ball to. They had Antonio Brown. We know what happened there. They had Josh Gordon. He was injured last night. They targeted Julian Edelman 15 times. He ended up with 9 catches. It seems like they need, I don't know, maybe a little help. Well, Robert Kraft spoke to the NFL Network, and here's what he had to say about potentially bringing some help for Tom Brady.
We all love Gronk, and I think the bottom line is he hasn't put his retirement papers in. So we can always pray and hope.
Jalen, you also haven't put your retirement papers in, but there's no chance you end up in the NBA. Can Rob Gronkowski come back and help the Patriots?
I don't think so. He's living his best life, just signed a deal to do television. Mm-hmm. And one thing about professional sports, so many people talk about the physical aspect. It's the mental aspect. It's almost like in boxing. When you mentally decide that you're done doing it, you're done doing it. So this idea that he just gonna come back and block the edges like he used to, run down the seam and catch big passes while a linebacker and a safety is conversion on him, I don't see that necessarily happening and him being effective. Now, he could come back and ring chase. The team is 11-1, 12-2 late in the season. He could come back, be on the roster, not really be productive, be a part of a championship-level team, but I don't see him coming back and being effective. He was a shell of himself last season, even though they won the Super Bowl.
It's a really good point, Jalen Rose. We move on to the NBA. We got our first glimpse of Kawhi Leonard on the Clippers. He only played just under 11 minutes, but he had an impact. He had 7 points and 6 assists in under 11 minutes. Not exactly known as an assist guy, but Kawhi Leonard looked pretty good. What do you expect from Kawhi and the Clippers?
So that's a graduation of his game. I'm glad you went there. In Kawhi's career, I would venture to say he's probably had 10 assists in a game. Never.
I think once.
Just think about that. Maybe, okay. So playing with the Clippers, here's what has to happen. As a great player, we talk about Ben Simmons improving his jumper. You want somebody to always add something to their game. And if you look around, Paul George is a 20-plus point scorer. Lou Williams is the guy that had the ball in his hands late to create and make plays. So at some point with Kawhi, that playmaking ability is going to unlock their offense. And so that 6 assists is something that I'm looking forward to. Can he continue to improve that aspect of his game? Because we already know he's one of the top players in the game. He's a finals MVP, defensive player of the year candidate every year, as efficient of a wing that as we've seen. But the playmaking ability is something that'll help take the Clippers to the next level.
Jalen, there's a lot of MVP buzz around a gentleman by the name of Wardell Stephen Curry. I'm sure you're familiar. Well, he did nothing to quiet that buzz because he played under 25 minutes and had 40 points last night. Jalen, again, under 25 minutes and 40 points. He seems to be like the sole source of production on the offensive end for the Golden State Warriors. Is he your MVP favorite?
Not my MVP favorite. I was joking with my countdown brother, Jay Williams, because he believes that the Golden State Warriors will not make the playoffs. And I was trying to tell him, without Kevin Durant, without Boogie Cousins, you now get all NBA first team Steph. You also get all-star Draymond Green, Swiss
contract
Army Knife,
year.
Defensive Player of the Year candidate.
Contract year, contract year.
Well, Draymond already got his bread. And
yeah,
so Willie Cauley-Stein is an underrated pickup. He's going to run, jump, dunk, catch lobs, and get blocks. D'Angelo Russell came into his own as an all-star last year. I think he's going to surprise a lot of people playing in this system. And Steph Curry usage is going to be so much higher for a guy that is as efficient as a guard that's played in the league. And the official marksman from three-point range off the catch and off the dribble in the history of the game. And that
Jalen,
was just on display in yesterday's
it
game.
It is time for What's Your Number? A woman was at Chick-fil-A. She dropped her phone down a storm drain. The employee of Chick-fil-A went and retrieved the phone from the storm drain. Jalen Rose, very quickly, if I drop my phone down a storm drain, what is your number to go retrieve it?
Actually, phones are really important, and we're family.
Yes.
It actually wouldn't be a lot. So I have to ask you a follow-up question.
I don't like follow-up
questions.
Is the storm
drain... No, but what constitutes a storm drain? Am I sticking my hand in there? Am I getting my entire
body
in there?
Your whole body's going in there.
My whole body? Maybe 50,000.
He he said the number wasn't that big, and then he said 50,000. You are so rich.
Jalen,
it's time to get a pool. Got to give the people. Jalen, sometimes things happen in sports that we need your veteran experience to break down. So please take us behind the curtain. We have a new WNBA champion, the Mystics. For the first time in franchise history, took down the Sun to win the title. It wasn't Elena Deladon, but it was Misa Men. Misa Men led the Mystics in the deciding game five to win the championship. And it got me thinking, Jalen, you've been on the big stage. You've played in the NBA finals. You've been in the final four. And I was watching this game and thinking, what does it feel like? What is it like before that big game, before that championship game, when you're putting your sneakers on before tip? What goes through your mind?
See, the beauty of basketball is obviously a team collection. Each role is very valuable. So normally the people that lead the team in scoring get the headlines, and we value that. But they're just as important as the person that sets the pick, grabs the offensive rebound, that dives on the floor for a loose ball. It's a collection. And in the WNBA, the last 4 years, the MVP of the league, their team won the championship. So going into a big game, you have a level of confidence when you know you have the best player. And when we went up against Duke, for example, my freshman year in the finals, we were the most talented team, in my opinion, but they were one of the greatest teams of all time. They had Christian Laettner, Grant Hill, Bobby Hurley, who just beat our idols in UNLV. Led by Larry Johnson, Anderson Hunt, Stacey Augmon, Greg Anthony. I was in Anderson Hunt's basement watching that game, crying, wearing UNLV shorts, not realizing that I'll be playing against them the next year. So now you play against Carolina, we're the favorite. We should get it done. And all of a sudden, Donald Williams got hot and shot us down. And they had a couple of great pros on their team, played along. Couple of people that went on to play in the league a long time, and George Lynch and Eric Montrose, Dean Smith on the sideline for them, Coach K on the sideline for Duke. And now you get to the league. Eastern Conference Finals, playing against Mike and Scotty, Dennis Rodman, Phil Jackson. We weren't the favorite. So you go into the game like, we got to limit our mistakes when you're not the favorite. Can't turn the ball over. You got to make your open shots. You got to be there on your assignments at all times, because when you make a mistake and you're going against the best, they make you pay. 2000 finals, Shaq and Kobe, two of the top five players in the game, two of the top 10 players of all time. So if you're supposed to double Shaq on catch and you a step late, oh, he going to split the double. He going to dunk and one.
Barbecue
and
chicken.
That's what it's like. No question. That's what it is going into the big game. They had Deladon, and I told you on this show, if she is playing, they're going to win. And that's what ended up happening. And she had three herniated discs in her back.
That wasn't the only game five last night. We also had a game five between the Astros and the Rays, and the Astros hung four runs on starter Tyler Glasnow in the first inning to give them the win. I always felt like the best two teams in the American League were the Astros and the Yankees, and that is exactly what we're going to get in the ALCS. I have the Yankees winning the ALCS. Who do you have winning the ALCS?
So this is the ultimate contrast of styles. Baseball now is so very dominated by analytics, just like the NBA. And in a lot of ways, it ruined the game. Just like in the NBA, I feel like the three-point line eventually is going to get pushed back. I really do. Because you got too many people launching the three. And the goal for that was for people to shoot 33%. Mark that down. Save this tape. They will be moving that three-point line back and probably eliminating the corner three.
I will mark that down,
how does that relate to baseball? Because the Astros beat you with quality pitching. They have aces. The Yankees beat you with home run hitting at an astronomical rate. And so that's how they won the world. The Astros won the World Series a couple of years ago. And yet the Yankees, with their 27 championships, haven't really been in a position to play their best baseball healthy on the big stage. Nope. So now you have a contrast of styles. If I had to pick a style, I'm going to always go with pitching. So I'm going to take the Astros.
It is now time for Soft Move for Boston. Jalen, I know you travel a lot. Have you ever seen this? A woman was stopped by TSA security because of what she had in her bag. You know what was in there? 20 bags of Flaming Hot Cheetos. Jalen Rose, smuggling snacks. Soft Move or Boss Move?
Boss Move. I do it all of the time. Each time I'm in Detroit, I go get me some Better Made barbecue chips and cheddar barbecue popcorn. I put them in my bag and bring them back to the East Coast, West Coast, down south, wherever I'm traveling to. This happens very often. And I'm surprised now that you tell me this story, I ain't never got stopped. Because I at least have six bags.
Jalen, very quickly, we had a debate amongst the staff. Answer this very quickly and succinctly. Are Flaming Hot Cheetos cultural?
Yes.
Yes. And, much.
And don't sleep on putting a bottle of hot sauce on them things too, or Tabasco.
Ooh, that sounds good. The Jalen and Jacoby podcast is presented by Goodyear. Drive always discovers possibilities. Goodyear, more driven. Jalen, we have a quarterback matchup unlike one that we have seen all season and haven't seen in years. And I'm talking about Patrick Mahomes, we're Mahomies, and that man, Deshaun Watson. The Texans and the Chiefs face off in two of the best teams in the AFC. What do you expect from Watson and Mahomes?
Hopefully fireworks. Two of the exciting young quarterbacks in the game. They have terrific arm talent. They can beat you inside the pocket with their intelligence. They're able to scramble and beat you with their feet, throwing on the run, rushing for first downs. This is going to be an exciting matchup. And the thing I appreciate is watching Mahomes go on to become an MVP and be surrounded by an infrastructure that put him in a position to be successful. And Deshaun Watson overcoming a situation that wasn't protecting him, didn't have a really good offensive line, continued to stand in the pocket. Now all of a sudden, he's moving into elite quarterback category.
It really is. And one thing I found so interesting about that full screen we put up is there's only one interception between the two of them this entire season long. In the afternoon, we have the Seahawks and the Browns. I know this is kind of early to ask this question, but is this a must win for the Browns?
I feel like the Browns must win actually took place when they beat the Ravens. I think that would have sent their season into a tailspin, not only based on record, just based on overtone. I think that game still gave them confidence that they have what it takes to be not only a talented team, but a productive team that could kind of live up to some of its expectations. But the difference is Russell Wilson playing at an MVP level. Yep. Baker Mayfield still has a lot of improving to do as a young quarterback. So I believe if the Browns are continuing to try to get Odell Beckham involved, as they should, it shouldn't be so many gimmicks. I understand that you want him to touch the ball, but you can't be having him running sweeps and throwing the ball and returning punts. How about line him up in a position and draw up a play?
How about running
to get
a slant?
Him open?
Exactly. So that's at 1 p.m. At 4 p.m., we have a big matchup between the Rams and the 49ers. The surprising 4-0 49ers. Can the 49ers beat the Rams?
I believe that the 49ers have been so very slept on because in this era of running to the quarterback and giving him all of the credit, they're doing it old school. Playing with tight ends. Kittle is probably the best in the league. Playing with two backs in the backfield and a dominant defense. And so they're not getting the respect that they deserve. For the Rams, my question mark still with them is Todd Gurley, the highest paid running back in the league,
yep,
is still on a pitch count, and he missed practice this week. I'm going to take the 49ers.
Yep, I have the 49ers as well. Todd Gurley is questionable with a thigh injury.
Yep.
Reggie Hooks, ring the alarm. Put the alarm on now. We have big news. Huge news. Reggie is getting a haircut this weekend. He's getting a haircut this weekend. Jalen has given Reggie the plug. Jalen has a barber in Los Angeles, pays a lot of money for haircuts, and he gave Reggie the plug, and now Reggie's getting a haircut this weekend. Today's wearing a hat. So you know something big is about to go down. His waves are going to be so prominent, so wavy, swells, 6 foot swells, that Jalen, across the country, you're going to start feeling something. You know what that something is? You're going to get a little tickle in the back of your neck. You know what that tickle is? Competition. And you're losing. Because when Reggie gets wavy, it's not even close. It's not even close. You can brush all weekend long. But when Reggie gets wavy, there's no stopping him.
I agree. And here's the deal. I have some of the best barbers in the world. Shout to my guy, Shiz. Representing Philly, 215 exclusive.
Shout out.
When I'm on the West Coast, my guy Andy Authentic. When I'm in Connecticut / NYC.
Shout out.
My guy Hawk in the ATL.
Shout out.
Here's the deal. I owe all of my focus of trying to be crisp and have waves to Reg. He challenged me.
Yep.
You know how I pride myself on being an industry tastemaker and doing what other people aren't doing.
Yep.
He was like, dog, you in your 40s and you still got your hairline? You need to be trying to have some waves up there.
You gotta get some waves.
It reminded me of the Paid in Full moment when Cam'ron was like, Your little bro need a medallion around his neck. It reminded me of that.
But Jalen, you know what I'm saying? I want to get into the psychology of being Jalen Rose, because, you know, you came up short in college, you came up short in the league, you lost to Kobe in the finals, and now here you are, grown man, children, job, industry tastemaker, and you're still second place on your own show. You got the second place waves on your own show.
So here's a life lesson I want people to pay attention to.
Okay.
Shout T Grizzly. I don't want the
awards.
I want the rewards.
Mm.
And when you look back at history, the Fab Five is going down eternal.
Oh, yeah. Forever.
In the league, I walked into an office and somebody had a pen and paper. And they decided they wanted to give me as much money as they could to play basketball.
Yo, what was the biggest contract you signed? It was something ridiculous, right? Just say it.
It's a three-letter word, max. A max deal. I walked into an office and somebody said, the most money we can pay him, we're going to give him all of it.
How much? Give him all of it. However much we can pay him, let's pay him to play basketball. Whatever the rules allow, let's give him all the money to play basketball, to put this round ball into a hoop, which I've been doing for free my entire life because I love the game.
Yep.
And let's graduate to multimedia. Like, there are a lot of media personalities and some that are former players that are turning a lot of corners in what they do on a daily basis. All I know is when I watch the national landscape, I have three parking spots. When you hit the guy, not a guest, not a hit. Okay, parking spots. When you turn on Get Up, my jersey's hanging in the rafters.
That's in the morning. And then it comes in the afternoon.
Not many shows for national landscape do both of the people that are prominently featured in the show, are the show's actually named after them. We didn't follow a brand. We created a brand. Jalen and Jacoby was created.
I promise, if the executives could take it back, they would. It's too late now. If they could rename the show, they would. I promise you. I'm a producer too. You can't let the talent have that kind of power. You can't have the name be the name of the talent. Come on now. You can't do that.
Well, you can do it when the talent is who we are. And then last but not least, I see a lot of press releases get discussed about what's happening with our NBA coverage. All I know is there's one mainstay. Mm-hmm. So I don't care what the headline is and what people feel like is going to be premiering all of that. All I know is when 95% of those countdown shows air, I'm going to be sitting there with a fresh haircut on and a shirt and tie. That's all I know.
How come you never get a fresh haircut for this show? I feel like a side piece.
I'll tell you why. This show gives me a chance to wolf. See, Reggie doesn't have to go on TV. Nope. So right now he can wear his hat and his do-rag.
Yep. Yep.
I have to go on TV. So therefore, I at least try to brush a couple of days. Like, when you're on TV as much as I am, you got to get cuts. I'm getting like 3-4 cuts a week now.
What?
If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. And if you leave us a voicemail and you give Reggie a shout out, he'll put it on the show just like this.
Jalen and Jacoby, what's good? This is Ray in Savannah, Georgia, but always representing the boot, Louisiana. So I have a question. First, let me shout out to everybody, the whole staff. Shout out Riz to Led.
Shout out.
Several questions. Looking at the game between the Pelicans and the Bulls, and of course everyone is excited about Zion. Now, I don't have any questions about his offensive skills, but my question is he going to get exposed defensively? I was looking at the game. People were running by him. He was getting caught up not really knowing what to do in pick-and-roll situations, kind of staring at the ball defensively and letting people go by them. So is this something that's going to be a problem with the Pelicans, or is this something that he could just learn as time goes along? Does he have the ability to develop that dog-style defense like Draymond Green needs because he's undersized? So just get back at me with the answer with that. Is Zion going to be a problem on the defensive end? All right, shout out to the old outro. Giving the people what they want, giving the people what they need. Hey!
Thank you so much for the call, Ray. Appreciate you in Savannah, Georgia, or the boot.
Shout out.
Obviously, he has his eye on the Pelicans as he's from Louisiana. So, Jalen, he was talking about Zion Williamson's defense, which is something that doesn't get mentioned too much. I mean, we see the blocks, but just regular possession-by-possession defense. How long will it take him to adjust to the NBA?
Oh, it gets mentioned. I talked about it on the show 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Because 95% of the media woke up the next day. They saw that Zion had 29 points, and he was 12 or 13 from the floor, and the Pelicans won. And I watched people act like he led them to victory, when in actuality, they were negative 18 when he was on the floor. Mm. That's exactly what I said.
Mm.
They came back when he was out of the game. He didn't play in the fourth quarter, and they was down 20 and came back and won. And so this was a really knowledgeable caller representing the boot. I appreciate your astute analysis. I'll give you an example. When you're a rookie, it's like driving in the slow lane. When you start to pick up everybody's tendencies, when you start to understand coverages, when you start understanding player strengths and weaknesses, and then when you realize that every time you make a mistake, somebody gonna make you pay. Every time. Not sometime. Every time.
Yep.
Then you start to graduate to the middle lane.
Yep.
Because he's a terrific athlete. He wants to be competitive defensively. He's going to get blocks. He's going to get steals. But the coverages are something that seem to confuse him. But that happens to most young players. So that doesn't worry me.
Nope.
What will worry me is that he's 6'7". And the one thing I know about basketball, positioning means everything. And if you're playing against a guy that is taller than you, that understands how to use his body, I don't care how strong you are. I don't care how high you jump. I played 13 years in the league, and one of my strengths was posting up. I post up somebody 6'11". I post up somebody 6'1". Turn and shoot right over him. He gonna be playing against guys on a nightly basis that are taller than him.
Yep.
And so that's going to be the adjustment, especially in the West. Look at all of the top teams. The Lakers, Anthony Davis. Denver, Jokic. Going to Utah, Gobert. On and on and on throughout the league. And so that's going to be a big time adjustment. I do think because he's a smart young man and has a thirst to be great, that he's going to make the necessary adjustments. But you will see nights where he struggles defensively and at some point not even be in the game late because of it.
Interesting. Thank you so much for the call, Ray.
Shout out.
Jalen, I want to tell you something that's happening this weekend I'm excited about.
What's that, my brother?
My wife and her friends are going to a strip club.
Really? Good for you.
Yes, yes, yes. I am so excited about this.
Good for you.
I am so excited about
good
this.
Good for you.
Her and her friends are doing a baby shower.
I got a couple of follow-up questions.
I ain't answering them. But one of my wife's friends is pregnant in the baby shower. And the mother-to-be was like, you know what I want to do? I want to go to the strip club. Okay. Good for y'all.
I got a couple of follow-up questions.
Will she be mad at me if she knew I said this on Wax? Yes.
I got a really important question because it creates context to this conversation.
Okay.
Are they going to watch female or male strippers?
She told me female, but you never know. You never know.
That's an important distinction, you know.
I don't care either way. I don't care either way. Good for her. Enjoy yourself, Joa. I got the best wife in the world.
Here's the greatest thing about that.
What's that?
You know what I just decided right now on this show?
Uh-oh.
I just decided this right now.
I don't like it when you do this, Jalen. I don't like it when you do this. What you decide?
I'm coming out of strip club retirement.
What? You coming out of retirement? You're coming out of retirement?
Yeah.
Jalen.
I didn't file those papers either. It was just like the league.
It's like Floyd fighting Connor. It's just like if the opportunity presents itself and the money's right and the time is right, why not? So can I come?
So here's what I want to stress. Here's what has to change about the game.
What?
Can we stop acting like adults doing things that are legal are bad? Let me give you an example.
Okay.
Jalen and Jacoby pitchered in Atlanta, in Houston, Michigan, New York, wherever, going into a strip club.
Oh, we're in trouble. Oh, we get in trouble.
Why would people portray that as a negative thing?
We would get in trouble. Just because it's not illegal doesn't mean it's not wholesome. You know? It's not the most wholesome environment. You know, it's not going to church. It's a little different.
That's not how life works. That's not how life works, man.
I'm just telling you the real deal. You want me to lie to you?
It's not the way things
should be. It's the way things are, Jalen. The way things should be doesn't matter. It's the way things are that matters.
I'm baffled by this thought process. I truly am.
I'm sorry for telling you
So let me go to Kansas basketball, okay?
Uh-oh.
They gave Snoop Dogg a check to come there and perform.
Mm-hmm.
In a gym on a college campus and act like they didn't know what type of show that he was going to put on. They didn't see those big trucks bringing in those poles. Nobody saw that?
Yeah, when he put on the guest list to get in, he did the female backup dancers, they didn't notice.
For anybody that's ever been a part of any type of production, you know that didn't just happen 5 minutes before he walked out there, right?
No. Yeah,
out there hours.
Someone had to buy the plane tickets for them.
Court.
Yeah, like, come on now. Jalen.
Okay. So what they did wasn't illegal. It was just immoral because it was tone deaf based on the circumstance. That should not have been happening on a collegiate basketball court in front of fans. But if a 20-year-old, if a 21-year-old collegiate player went to a strip club, I have no problem with that. It's not illegal.
Nope.
Just telling you the way it is.
If an adult that talks about sports goes into it, so you mean to tell me Joey can go to the strip club, but you can't?
Facts.
What?
I'm going to get a call.
Oh, no.
Someone takes a picture of me at the strip club, I'm going to get a phone call from an executive. I've read the contract very closely. There's some vague language in there. There's some vague language about being a good part of the community. Listen, man, I think you should stay retired. You should stay retired.
So let me get this right.
Stay retired.
When Reg the Ledge gets married and he has his bachelor party at a strip club, I'm not invited?
You're not invited. You're not invited.
Oh, no. I don't want to live in a world like that. I don't want to live in a world like that.
I want to thank Ray for calling up. I want to thank everybody for calling all week long. Don't forget to call 9580-JALEN. Hit us up. Leave us your questions. Soft move, boss move, cultural, regional, whatever it may be. And especially ladies.
Hey, ladies!
Call 985-80-JALEN and leave us a voicemail. We'll be back on Monday. Why is that? KRS.
We're not done. Got to give the people now. Give people what they want.
What it do, baby?
Yeah.